You noble minds and famous martial wights, that in defense of native country fights, give ear to me that 10 years fought for Rome, yet reaped disgrace when I returned home. In Rome I lived in fameful 80 years. My name beloved was of all my peers. Full 25 valiant sons I had, whose forward virtues made their father glad. For when Rome's foes their warlike forces bend, against them still my sons and I were sent. Against the Goths' full 10 years' weary war, we spent receiving many a bloody scar. Just 20 of my sons were slain before we did return to Rome again. Of 25 sons I brought but 3 alive the stately towers of Rome to see. When wars were done, I conquest home did bring, and did present my prisoners to the king. The queen of Goths, her sons, and eke more, which did such murders the like was ne'er before. The emperor did make the queen his wife, which bred in Rome debate and deadly strife. The more with her 2 sons did grow so proud, that none like them in Rome was then allowed. The more so pleased the new-made empress I, that she consented with him secretly, for to abuse her husband's marriage bed, and so in time a blackamoor she bred. Then she, whose thoughts to murder were inclined, consented with the Moor with bloody mind. Against myself, my kin, and all my friends, in cruel sort to bring them to their ends. So when in age I thought to live in peace, both woe and grief began then to increase. Against my sons I had 1 daughter bright, which joyed and pleased best my aged sight. My dear Lavinia was betrothed as then to Caesar's son, a young and noble man, who in a hunting by the emperor's wife and her 2 sons bereaved was of life. He being slain was cast in cruel wise into a dismal den from light of skies. The cruel Moor did come that way as then, with my 2 sons who fell into that den. The Moor then fetched the emperor with speed, for to accuse them of that murderous deed. And when my sons within the and bound. But now behold what wounded most my mind. The emperor's two sons of tigers kind, my daughter ravished without remorse, and took her away, her honor quite perforce. When they had tasted of so sweet a flower, fearing their sweet should shortly turn to sour, they cut her tongue whereby she could not tell how that dishonor unto her befell. Then both her hands they falsely cut off quite, whereby their wickedness she could not write, nor with her needle on her sampler sew the bloody workers of her direful woe. My brother Marcus found her in the wood, staining the grassy ground with purple blood that trickled from her stumps and handless arms. No tongue at all she had to tell her arms. But when I saw her in that woeful case, with tears of blood I wet my aged face, for my Lavinia I lamented more than for my 22 sons before. When as I saw she could not write or speak, with grief my aged heart began to break. We spread of sand upon the ground, whereby those bloody tyrants we outfound. For with a staff, without the help of hand, she writ these words upon the plot of sand: the lustful sons of the proud empress are doers of this hateful wickedness. I tear the milk-white hairs from off my head. I curse the hour wherein I was first bred. I wished my hand that fought for country's fame in cradle rocked had first been struck in lame. The more delighting still in villainy did say to set my sons from prison free, I should unto the king my right hand give, and then my two imprisoned sons should live. The more I caused to strike it off with speed, whereat I grieved not to see it bleed, but for my sons would willingly impart, and for their ransom send my bleeding heart. But as my life did linger thus in plain, they sent to me my bloodless hand again, and therewith all the heads of my two sons, which filled my dying heart with fresher groans. Then past relief I up and down did go, and with my tears writ in the dust my woe, I shot my arrows towards heaven high, and for revenge to hell did sometimes cry. The Empress, thinking then that I was mad, like furies she and both her sons were clad. She named revenge and rape and murder they, to undermine and know what I would say. I fed their foolish veins a certain space, until my friends and I did find a place where both her sons unto a post were bound, where just revenge in cruel sort was found. I cut their throats, my daughter held the pan, betwixt her stumps wherein the blood then ran. And then I ground their bones in powder small, and made a paste for pie straight therewithal. Then with their flesh I made two mighty pies, and at a banquet served in stately wise. Before the Empress at this loathsome meat, so of her son's own flesh she well did eat. Myself bereaved, my daughter then of life, the Empress then I slew with bloody knife. I stabbed the Emperor immediately, and then myself even so tied his tie. Then this revenge against the Moor was found. Alive they set him half into the ground, whereas he stood until such time he starved, and so gods and all murderers may be served.